Okay, 6:14. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Scott.
Thanks for your email.
That's all right.
Tell me about your hot day, then.
Right, well, I had a date on Friday, last Friday just gone, after work.
How do you know him?
He's just through my mates and stuff.
Right.
And we went to Pizza Express.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's very nice.
That's good for a first date, I think.
Yeah.
It's quite a sort of good middle ground, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Mm. It was nice.
Did you have that one with the egg in it?
No.
In the middle?
No, I just had your normal pizza, cheese and tomato.
Do you mean calzone?
No, I mean...
No, calzone's folded over. It's just a normal
one. Don't they stick an egg in a calzone?
No.
I think they do. No, I think calzone's getting... with eggs in.
No, you're getting your calzones and your fiorentinas mixed up, you see.
Seriously, I haven't had a dirty look in this studio like that for quite a while. All because I didn't know my pizzas. And calzone is the one for fat knackers, though, as well, isn't it? No, she hasn't had a calzone, though, has she?
No. I've had a normal pizza.
Yeah, right, okay.
Why is calzone for fat knackers?
Well, just because it always looks so big when it arrives on the plate.
It's got more filling.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But you didn't have that,
so
did
you?
You're
saying that only fat people eat calzone?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'd like... anyhow. Yeah, so the date.
So the date was fine, was it?
Yeah, the date was fine. And then we ended up going back to his afterwards.
What? Mm,
okay. Well, he asked me back for coffee, he said.
Right. And you said...
Well, this is really early on, though. It was about, like, 9:30.
And you said...
Well, I said yes, because I didn't think anything naughty was going to happen at 9:30.
Do you only think coffee happens after about 11:30?
No. He went into his flat, and he dimmed the lights and lit some candles.
And he put the kettle on yet?
No, he opened some wine.
Well, that's not coffee, is it?
It was all going really well. It was really nice.
Right.
Until he put on some music.
Okay.
Right.
Well, he put on the music with the bloke with the low voice talking on that you sometimes play.
Bloke with a low voice talking on it.
Well, that narrows it down.
Do you know which one I mean?
No. Do you mean Barry White?
Yeah, that's it, that one.
Okay, let me find that, hang on. That's not sleazy, though. Barry White's sexual.
Yeah, that's come back for coffee music.
Yeah.
Well...
Oh, there it is. This one, you mean?
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted. Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me. If I'll ever change towards you.
So the lights are dimmed.
Baby, I love you.
The candles are lit.
Yeah.
Girl, I love you.
The wine is open.
Yeah.
Just the way you are.
Smooth. Ew. Why didn't you like that music?
Because all I can think of is Joe Wiley screaming on a roller coaster, so he completely put me off.
So he put the music on quite quickly, did he? As soon as you got back to the flat and the lights were dimmed.
And the candles lit, and then the music came on.
He'd already set the trap, hadn't he?
You mean like he was prepared?
Yes. Prepared.
Well, because if he hadn't been prepared, he'd have kind of gone through about 5 CD boxes. Yeah. The CDs would be in the wrong box.
He had Barry White ready in my
thing. Okay. So I think the track was queued up on the CD player, definitely.
Unfortunately, yeah.
It all seems too perfect. Was the wine on chill?
Perfect. The wine was chill.
Ah, you see, you set the trap.
So if you don't want to look like you set a trap, it's got to be warm white wine and whatever CD you can just find.
Yeah. Searching through some cupboards, trying to find some candles. Radio 1. Now, what a lot of people want to know is, that girl, did she stay or did she go? Well, I've just spoke to her. She said she had a glass of wine, made her excuses and left. Okay then, love. Whatever you say. No, she wasn't having that, really. Emma in Stockport has a similar experience about a year ago, where he dimmed the lights, poured the wine, and played ABBA. Best of.
Christian, that
kills the mood a little, I think.
Christian in Sheffield proved that he wasn't prepared when he brought somebody back by instead of trying to light a candle, mistakenly mistook a candle for an Airwick air freshener and tried to light that.
Now, I'd like to try out a bit of this on you, Laura, maybe. Imagine that we've been out to Pizza Express. You've had the sloppy Giuseppe, I've had the Fiorentina. Mm-hmm.
All right. Haven't you had enough of chatting me up today?
No, quite.
You want to do it some more?
Okay. So, you're back at mine. Come in. Hang on. Problem with this door. Oh, hang on. It's locked it again.
Yeah, do you live in a prison?
Some kind of dungeon.
I know, yeah.
Let me just, let me out.
Let me just dim the lights.
Started well.
Baby. Would you like some wine?
Oh, yes, please. What's that? Oh.
That's my cork popping. Some Pinot for you, love.
Thanks, love.
I might just light this candle here.
Okay.
Oh, it didn't work. Hang on. It's one of those joke candles. And let me just put some music on.
Has this worked?
Don't run out.
Please, can you open
come back?
Door?
Come back. Oh, come back! Oh, she's gone. Okay. Right, do you want to have a go?
Yeah, am I doing this with Laura, or do you want to ring your mum?
No, not my mum.
All right. Okay, and do I get the same effects?
Yeah, open the door, pour the wine.
Hey, Laura.
Work your magic.
You just wait there, my darling. I just have to get inside.
Come on. Oh, your door's rubbish as well.
It's very difficult. Well, that's the chub. That's the Yale. Yeah.
That's security.
That's another chub. Do you find talking about keys attractive, you know?
Oh, yes.
Okay, right. Would you like a drink, my darling?
Yes, please.
What would you like? I've got some champagne.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. There you go. Well, it's more sparkling white wine, but, you know, it'll do to start with. Now, let me turn the lights off, and let me light this candle. There you go, first time. Can I just say, by the way, your skin smells lovely. You know, and I don't know what you've done to your eyelashes, but they're gorgeous. Hang on, just let me go over to the stereo. I'll be with you in a second.
Okay.
Here we go.
If you're not the one, then I don't.
You want to sit next to you now?
No, thank you.
Are you
have
sure?
Have some more wine.
Have another sip.
Doesn't matter hang how on. Much wine
hang
you
on.
Bought.
Hang on, let me light you another candle. There you go.
Have even more wine. Go on.
Yeah, go on, have some more.
Can you let me out?
No, have a bit more wine. Please, have a bit. Are you drunk yet?
Seriously, please let me go. Oh, God.
I pissed, have it on random, sorry. This wasn't prepared.
Oh, God. My love for her. Was that planned?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Are you ready now?
Oh. No!
Hey, you're impressed. I don't know why I've just whacked a ruler on myself, but there we are.
This is our record of the week. It's Scouting for Girls.
She said it's not about you.